Flex in 2025 now on WTOP. A new poll shows that Democrat Abigail Spanberger has a double-digit lead in Virginia's governor race. The latest Washington Post Charter School poll finds Spanberger ahead of Republican Winsome Earle Sears. The poll was conducted last week with more than 1,000 registered voters in Virginia with a margin of error plus or minus 3.4 percentage points.
Well, here to talk to us live is Scott Clement, the polling director for the Washington Post. Scott, good to have you on with us this afternoon. Let's break this down a little bit. You have Spanberger leading by double digits. What's going on here and how did you get to this point?
Sure, thanks for having me. Spanberger is benefiting from a few things. One, most voters disapprove of President Trump's job performance in Virginia. And this is a really common pattern in Virginia the year after presidential election that tends to push back against the president instead of an early warning sign of the midterms. Down to the actual voters have a lot of different concerns. But, you know, one of the big patterns helping Spanberger is she has a big lead among political independents, 27 percentage points. She's also more popular than Winsome Earle Sears personally. So she's got a couple things at her back.
Now, 12 points at this point in the race, a 12-point lead on overall. That is a heck of a lead this close to the election, isn't it?
It's a wide lead, and we've seen these races tighten sometimes in the final month, not always getting back to, you know, a full comeback. But it's a significant lead. If it holds to Election Day, it would be one of the larger victories for a governor in Virginia.
Scott, talk to us about independent voters. Where are they going for Spanberger here? Because that's what it shows, right?
That's right. You see a couple different patterns there. I mean, one is it really mirrors some of the ratings of Trump and you know, a group that he did well among. Spanberger is also uniquely doing well among independents compared with down ballot Democrats. So that's actually one of the reasons that the Virginia Attorney General and Lieutenant Governor races are closer, is that Democrat Jay Jones and Democrat Ghazala Hashmi have smaller advantages among political independents. Democrats and Republicans, by contrast, are overwhelmingly lining up behind their party's candidates.
How much of a factor, if you could find it, is President Trump in shaping voter attitudes, particularly with what's going on with the federal government shutdown right now?
It's big and it's difficult to measure. We asked people to rate how important Trump was in their vote for governor, and you had a big majority saying that it was at least fairly important in their vote. It was particularly important for people who disapprove of Trump, but also for people who approve. And we asked the same question 8 years ago during the governor's election then, and more people say that Trump is important to their vote today than they did 8 years ago. So it seemed very high at the time. It's even higher this time around.
Scott, we appreciate your time and your insight helping us better understand this latest poll.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is Scott Clement, the polling director for The Washington Post.